views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
You are listening to The Psychic Professor's Show, The Voices of Spirit Radio, with international medium and spirit artist Dr. Susan Barnes. This hit call-in show will answer any questions you have about spiritual communication through on-air readings and spirit artistry. Get ready to receive breakthrough wisdom to enliven and enlighten your life. To say this show is educational is an understatement. Dr. Susan is the medium through which spirit communication occurs and fills the canvas of your life.
Everyone, I'm Dr. Susan Barnes, and you're listening to The Psychic Professor Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us help you experience the voices of spirit. Each week on The Psychic Professor Show, we will have some of the most knowledgeable spiritual voices helping to answer your personal questions. And today, I am very pleased to have my friend Annette Rogers here with us on the air. And I have to say to her that my friend Wendy Zammit just posted a thing that said, "Do you know anyone who has heard the voice of their loved one from the spirit realm in their own voice, not in the voice of the medium?" And I know you have, and I know this has helped lead you into spiritualism. So why don't you tell us about that?
Oh, hi. Hi, Susan. Hi, everyone. I'm really pleased to be able to talk freely about my spiritual experiences. Back in 2012, I was so lucky to sit in a seance, my very first ever seance at the Arthur Findlay College in England, with a wonderful young medium, Scott Milligan, where my daughter spoke to me from the spirit world. And I do believe we were on the same course, actually, Susan, but we didn't know each other at the time.
That's correct. I actually remember when this happened, so continue.
Yes, I got involved in some spiritualism. My daughter passed to the spirit world in 1998. Sadly, she was involved with drugs and she passed to the spirit world. But at that time, I wasn't really sort of bothered either way. I believed in God, I suppose. I was, you know, brought up in a really loving family that believed in God. But my mum was very spiritual. My mum could see spirit physically with her naked eye, but I didn't really take much notice and the rest of us didn't. But then my daughter passed and my daughter was very spiritual. But again, I didn't really understand anything about it and didn't choose to. But she passed to the spirit world, and anyone out there who has, you know, gone through bereavement of a child will know the feeling. And a couple of years after she passed, I was, well, on my knees in despair. And a friend of mine said, "Come along to the local spiritualist church," which was in the next street to where I was working. And I was a bit apprehensive, I must say. And I went along and I walked into the church. And I was welcomed in with so much love by the people there. And I sat through the afternoon service and felt at home. It was a strange feeling, but I felt at home. And then I got involved. I kept going to the spiritualist church. And it was a good couple of years. And a medium came on and gave me a very, very evidential message from my daughter. So then I knew that what I was feeling, the feelings I was getting, the things I thought I was imagining in my head that I'd seen. My daughter then confirmed that, no, I wasn't going crazy. Yes, I was grieving. I wasn't going crazy. That she was close to me, which was wonderful. And then time went on and I got more and more involved in the church. And then the president of the church could see, she said, a potential in me. I wasn't really sure what for, what sort of potential. But then she encouraged me to go and sit in a development group. And then I started to experience more and more. And then, yes, I eventually, not never being interested in physical media, I didn't even know what physical mediumship was. I was just quite happy, you know, sitting in my development group, connecting with spirit. And I went along to the Arthur Findlay College. It was Christmas week that they were doing the very first one in 2012. Never sat in a seance, as I said. I was chosen to sit next to the cabinet where Scott was, again, really not having a clue what would happen. We were sat in the dark, which I was afraid of the dark, quite interestingly. I was afraid of the dark, so that was a new experience for me. And it was just incredible. It was just absolutely incredible experience. And Lauren came through and she spoke to me. She said, "Hi, Mum." And she cried, bless her. And I remember everyone in the room was crying. I tried to hold it together because I wanted to speak to her. I didn't want to sit crying. I needed to stay connected with her. And the energy kept dropping and she kept drifting away and we had to sing once again to raise the vibrations and the energy. Then she would come back and we had a conversation and it was just so wonderful. And she said she was sorry for everything she'd put me through. And I said it didn't matter anymore, that I loved her very much and she loved me. But the most incredible, apart from the voice, and people have said to me, "Was it your daughter's voice?" I had not heard my daughter's voice for 15 years at that point. It was a young girl who spoke to me, and it's what she said that only her and I would know that convinced me. It was Lauren without a doubt. But the most beautiful thing of all, which I'll never, ever forget, and it brings me to emotion now, is she said, "Happy Christmas, Mum." And that was the first year in 15 years that all my three children had been able to wish me a happy Christmas. So apart from all the experiences that went on in that seance, that was incredible. That sort of got me on, I suppose, my pathway to exploring more about the physical aspects of spirit, of connecting with spirit.
Yes. With that said, why don't we do our little, do a plug for Robin, and you're working with him, Robin. Yep. Foy, to try. Yep. To set up a physical research center in Spain, and he's doing his fundraising effort, and this is the last month where people can be what is it we call the founding members for his project. And so people can go to my website, www.spiritartgallery.net, and find the information there to send Robin a contribution and become a member of his new spiritualist project. And he's focusing on physical mediumship, and this will be the first center that really just focuses on that. So it's very, very exciting. I'm really interested in that. But let's get back to you and the seance. What's interesting was that, yes, I was physically present at the same seance, and the only thing I remember... Oh, I remember a few things about the seance, but one of the things I remember was your daughter talking to you, because it was such an emotional moment for everybody in the room to have the two of you reunited with each other, that mm-hmm. it was just phenomenal. Yes, but that seance, just to let everybody know, that was a Christmas seance, and there was a Christmas tree, and presents were brought for the spirit children, and they opened the presents and actually demolished the tree. The tree yes, was broken in half.
There was Christmas paper and Christmas baubles and things everywhere. It was, yes, it was a bit of a mess when we turned the lights on. But I think, Susan, I think the thing I found, I mean, the whole thing was incredible for me, but the other thing I found even more incredible, that people in the seance, the physical people, go into Scott's seances, the Christmas tree seance, and they took presents for the children, for the spirit children, wrapped up and under the tree. And when the children had opened them, when the lights came on, each person who had bought a present in, the present had been unwrapped and placed at their feet. Now, I found that incredible as well, that the spirit children knew who had bought the presents in. That, for me as well, just blew me away. It was incredible.
I don't remember them doing that for me, but
yeah,
it was possible. But in any event, let's see. We're coming up towards our first break here, and we've been talking about actually hearing the voice of our loved one from the other side. And when we come back, we'll continue talking about that, and then we're going to find out what Annette's doing in Spain. So we're going on break. See you soon.
The knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on transformationtalkradio.com.
Your happiness is your choice on Natural Peace Radio. Follow Sarah Van Rieswijk as she addresses the power of emotions. Each month, Sarah covers different topics as she helps listeners activate their energetic spark and create powerful energy and amazing opportunities. Manifest your desires with Natural Peace Radio. For more information on Sarah and her work, visit naturalpeaceliving.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Hi, this is Laura Richer, host of On the Verge Radio. Sometimes you hear encouraging messages like transform your life now, become empowered, create the life you crave, and it all seems overwhelming and you're not sure where to start. I'm here to tell you that self-improvement is not always fun and easy, but it is always worth it. The path to creating positive changes begins with releasing the things that have been holding you back. Then you can create a life that inspires you. I know this because I've done it. You can find out more about what I do by visiting my website, seattlehealinghypnosis.com. I look forward to supporting you on your journey.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, and we are talking to Annette Rogers, but we are also going to be taking some of your phone calls. So if you'd like to call either one of us with a question, the number is 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. And with that said, we're back with Annette talking about actually hearing our loved ones' voices through a medium. Well, they actually create something called a voice box so that the spirit voices can speak to us. And if the voice box is strong enough, we actually can hear their voices. So, Annette.
Yes.
You recognized a young girl's voice, and you knew what she was saying was your daughter.
My daughter, yes. One of Scott's controls, Daniel, I don't think the energy had built up enough for her to speak through the voice box, so he had to come through, with a bit of mediumship, if you like, for the connection, and to ask. And he asked, did anyone know a young girl in the spirit world? She'd had to have her hair cut short. He called her a likable rogue, as I recall. And I kept, I was hoping it would be Lauren. And I said to the lady sitting next to me, I think this might be my daughter. And I was whispering. And those that sat in the seance with Scott, Daniel wants to know what everybody's saying. He was going, who's whispering? What are you saying? Anyway, he said, okay, we're going to try and build the energy up again. He said, but she's given me a necklace with the letter L on it. Do you recognize it? And I said, yes, that's for Lauren. And she did have a necklace with L on. So I said, yes, I feel you're with me. So we had to sing again, and the energy was built up, and then they'd built the voice box. And he said, he's lovely, Daniel. And he said, come on, speak to your mum. And then she came and said, hi, mum. And then we just started the conversation, but the energy kept dropping, and we had to, build the energy again for her to speak more clearly. And it was lovely.
Yes, and I have to tell you that the following February, when I was in a seance with Scott, he brought through my father's voice.
Okay.
Yeah, and what was unusual about it is my father had had a throat problem, so he had a really difficult time talking. So that came through the voice box, is that his difficulty in speaking. Mm-hmm. But the message, it was really interesting. The message was not what I expected, but it was a message that my father would have said. It's something he would have said. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So it was, but, and I didn't cry. I was just so shell-shocked. I just was numb.
And I think, because I say, as you know, you were there, it was very emotional, but I needed to keep myself together because I needed to, carry on the conversation. Because for me, that was, mind-blowing in itself, but I felt it may have been just a one-off lifetime, experience. Who knows? I'm hoping there's a lot more than that now, as Lauren is working with me with my mediumship.
Also, there's probably going to be a lot more because you're working with more physical mediums and trance mediums and mediums who could bring her through to you. So, that's a wonderful place to be. And let us start talking a little bit about your center that you run. I know you have a spiritual center.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm originally from England. I'm originally from a place called Derby in the middle of England. And I started coming out to Spain to stay with friends. And there are quite a few spiritual centres out here. We're very lucky. And where I am particularly in Spain, there was nothing. There was quite a large gap between the centres. And because I've been coming out for quite a few years, people were and running circles, people were asking, oh, Annette, please come out. Can you help us do something? So I came out spirit orchestrated, as they do, for me to give up my job. My job had come to a natural end anyway. The charity that I used to run, named after my daughter, that had come to a natural end through funding. And I came out to Spain. I've been out here nearly 2 years. And again, now we have a centre called Soul to Soul. And we meet every Sunday evening at 6 p.m. And we have different mediums working. We have healing in the service. We sing songs. Well, not hymns. We sing really uplifting songs. And it's really enjoyable. I encourage everyone to get involved because it's, you know, not just for me, it's for everyone to become aware of their loved ones, of spirit, and of themselves. You know, we need to, I feel, know who we are. We need to know who we are and love who we are. You know, we're all wonderful. We're all very wonderful human beings, and we need to know that. And so I encourage people at the centre to do a reading, to bring music in that they feel is very relevant to them and a loved one. Yes, it's good. And I work the centres here also. I run some circles, some awareness circles. Yes, and get and do private readings, etc. And it's quite busy. I love it.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it. But I just wanted to make one point here clear, too, is that I know so many people now who've lost children, and some are still in a deep, deep despair over it. But what you're saying, or what I gather you're saying, is that when you really start to go on a spiritual path and understand that you can communicate with your child on the other side, that it starts to give you more hope, and it starts to help the feeling.
Yes, it does. I remember my very first time at Stansted, actually, at the Arthur Findlay College, my very, very first time. I didn't understand what I just thought, oh, that sounds interesting. I'll go and observe. And I remember going there very naively, sitting in my group. I had a wonderful tutor. And she said, right, OK, then we'll start off. You're going to pair off with someone and you're going to give them a reading. And I remember I put my hand up and I said, excuse me, I'm only here to observe. I don't know anything about this. And she said, oh, no, you're not. You're here to. And I did. I was amazed at what I could actually do. But as the week wore on, we did a really deep meditation. And somebody had said to me, they knew my daughter had passed. We had to do an exercise about connecting. And they said, oh, that's awful. What, you know, that's awful, losing a child. I said, well, I really miss a hug. And anyone who's lost anyone will always say, just 5 more minutes, please. Just a 5-minute hug. That would satisfy me. And I remember saying that. And then that night we were having a very deep meditation and I received my hug. And I was just sitting and I felt someone come so, so close to me. This was my very first experience of this. Come very close. And I felt I was being squeezed. And I said in my mind, who is this, please? And she said, it's me, Mum. You wanted a hug. Now you're getting one. And I cried. And the tutor said, she was watching me. She said, I could see her with you. And she said, you won't get that all the time, but you will get a hug when you need one. And when I do, when I am, I mean, you know, it's 19 years since she passed to the spirit world, but I still get very sad. I still get very sad about it all. And I occasionally, only occasionally, when I'm really, you know, down, I'll get my hug. And it's like, thank you. But I know she's there. And it does help. You're right, Susan. It, being able to connect. I think in the early days, because you're so raw in your grief and you imagine you're seeing your child all the time, you know, out in the shops, out anywhere, I would see her. But I just thought, no, this is my grief. And I think it was in the very early days. But as I understood more about spirit and how they can connect and how close they can come, and the feelings I was feeling wasn't just me, my daughter was close, I understood and I understand. And Lauren and I have a really close connection now, and I feel closer to her now than I did when she was on the earth plane. And she was much younger then. She was only 16 when she passed, but I feel very connected and very close. And I was told by a medium a few years ago, quite a few years ago, when I started on my development pathway, that the work I'm doing here on the earth plane, working with the drug and alcohol people, is helping Lauren move on in the spirit world. And the work Lauren is doing in the spirit world is helping me move along with my pathway. And I do believe that.
Definitely. That is really, really wonderful. And I mean, I have heard that from other parents, is that when they've connected with their children are doing work on the other side that relates to the type of work that they are doing down here on the earth plane. And we're about to go into our second break. Okay. And the phone lines are open if you would like to call and talk to us. The number is 800-930-2819. And we will be back in a moment with Annette Rogers. And we're on break.
Tune in to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio to harness your connection with the universe to effect change for optimal success and happiness. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, and gifted others, but mostly you. Jot it down, Thursdays, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Stay juicy. Tune in to Your Juicy Love with me, Una Drake, co-hosting monthly with Dr. Pat, and every second Monday at 12 p.m. on Transformation Talk Radio. My show, Your Juicy Love, helps you find the dynamic, life-affirming love you've always wanted. Transform your relationships and bring peace, joy, and juicy, juicy love to planet Earth. For more information, visit unadrake.com.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Kramer of Spirit Fire Radio, and I believe that meditation changes everything. It leads us in the direction of greater well-being, and that's a fact. I struggled with meditation for years. I understood the principles, but I found it hard to incorporate them into my everyday life. Spirit Fire's meditation practice changed that. It's called the Practice of Living Awareness, and it's taught in 14 steps. These are 14 tools that I can use in any moment, on and off the cushion. Steps like smile, flow, and ground of being support my clarity of mind while I'm navigating the ups and downs of modern life. That's why it's called the Practice of Living Awareness. If you'd like to add meditation to your daily experience, The Practice of Living Awareness is free, online, and it's suited for any level of practitioner. Visit spiritfire.com for more information. And be sure to check out Spirit Fire's meditation retreats in Western Massachusetts. It's all there at spiritfire.com.
And we're back on the Psychic Professor Show. But before we continue, I'd like everybody to know that you can get in touch with me for readings or spirit art or other types of activities that we have going on at my website on www.spiritartgallery.net. And we also have the information there for Robin Foy. The telephone number is open if you would like to talk to us. The number is 800-930-2819. And we're back talking to Annette Rogers. And she was giving me some more spiritual insights during the break. See if she can remember what some of them are.
Thank you, Susan. Yes, the first time... when I'd just been in development, the first time I got on, I had to go onto the platform to work in the church I belonged to. And I remember there was three of us and we were sat in the little back room. And I remember closing my eyes and saying, OK, then, Spirit, I'm going out there this afternoon. And my daughter appeared and she was holding the hand of an old lady. And I was really surprised. And I said, oh, okay, Lauren, who is this? And she said, Mum, this is a lady. Her name is Alice. When you go out there into the church, you look over to your right-hand side and sitting by the radiator, you will see a lady with a blonde bob hairdo. And this is her grandma. You need to speak to her. And I was so excited. I remember I got my eyes really tightly shut and I was going, oh, tell me. And she's saying, no, I'm not telling you anymore. Once you hear the lady's voice, her grandmother will speak. Alice will speak. This is her grandmother. So I said, okay. So anyway, we were called out onto the platform. I was so nervous. It was my first time. And we went out and I sat on the platform and I looked over to my right and there is this lady with the blonde bob sitting by the radiator. And I don't know who looked more surprised, her or me, because I was just staring at her. And anyway, I said, can I go first, please? Because Lauren had then gone. She said, Mum, you'll be fine. And I stood up and I said, may I speak with you, please? And she said, yes. And as soon as I heard her voice, this little lady came in. I said, I have a lady here called Alice. And she said, that's my grandmother. And then Alice gave me a message, just a small message, which was absolutely fine for my first time, which I gave to this lady. And I was so pleased. And then we carried on with the rest of the afternoon. And then Lauren sort of stayed with me as my guide, I suppose. Yes, she would be a guide. And she'd say, right, Mum, this is what you need to do. And I would go and work again. Not very often. I was still very new at it. This is going back about 8 years. And then one day she wasn't there. And I was on my own. But I got through. And then later when I sat and had a conversation with Lauren, and then she said, Mum, you don't need me anymore. You're fine on your own. And I was. And I then grew in confidence. And every now and again, she popped in and said, Mum, you're still fine. But I just feel so lucky that because of the knowledge now with spirit, because of the seance that I had with hearing her voice, I know without doubt that she's never left me. And the really interesting thing is, as other mediums have given me messages over the years saying, oh, I'm going to do physical mediumship, which I really wasn't interested in, I must admit. In fact, I wasn't interested in platform mediumship. There was no way I was going to stand on a platform, but spirit have other ideas. And I remember my first apport, something, a gift that the spirit world gave to us. And it's a ring that I have, and it appeared on my bedroom floor just before I was doing going out to do a service, and it was just there, and I picked it up and looked puzzled and thought, well, whose is it? I live on my own. It's not mine. And that same seance, that same week, at Christmas week that Susan and I were on, we had to do a meditation and we were talked. We went over a bridge and Spirit gave us a gift. And the young lady who said, I have a gift for you, because it wasn't for us. We had to give it to somebody else, the gift. And it was the ring. And she described the ring. And I said, I have the ring already. And that was the start, really, of odd things happening on a physical level. And then another time I was going to do a service, and I was driving along, my friend, chatting away to my friend, and a button fell from the inside on the roof of my car, fell onto my knee, a square white button. And we both looked at each other, and I said, where on earth has that come from? And she picked it off my knee because I was driving, and I didn't have a button on a top, or none of us did. And I said, well, that's odd. And I had to stop at some traffic lights, and I felt something in my hand. And I opened my hand, and there was a black square button in my hand that matched the white one. And I was like, what on earth is this? And anyway, she held on to them while we went in to do it, while I did the service. And she put them in a little pocket in her handbag. And when we got out, they'd gone. And then I'd forgotten all about that and just thought, well, that's just really odd. I wasn't really sure what was happening. And then I went to Arthur Finley again. I went on another course. And a young girl asked me for a reading. Well, a lady asked me for a reading. And then a young girl, her daughter came in. And I said, this is your aunt who's speaking to me. I said, you have a box of buttons that you play with. She said, yes, I do. And I said, would you please have a look when you get back home for a white button and a black button, square buttons, very specific. She said, yes. And sure enough, when she got home, she rang me. She said, you won't believe it, Annette, but the black button and the white button were out of the box next to the box of buttons when she got back home. So already Spirit had orchestrated, if you like, you know, synchronicity, as I call it, to me meeting her, and then these buttons. And she actually came over to Spain. She's only a young lady, and she's very interested in Spirit. And she came over to Spain a few years ago to do some work with me. So little things like that have been happening, signs, you see. I feel that quite often we get signs that we miss or we dismiss. But for me, with those gifts I've been given, and there's been other things as well that has happened that I've been given. Like one night, my friend Donna was here who does EVP research, and she's amazing at it. We were sat here, a few of us were sat in the lounge here, and a coin just fell from the ceiling onto the floor. Just a 50-cent piece just fell from the ceiling. We all just looked at each other, and it's like, okay, thank you, Spirit. It had a date on it, which I found out was significant in the end. And it's things like that, that then it's almost like Spirit, I mean, I laugh now, it's almost like Spirit is saying, come on, Annette, come on, you know, we're trying to do something here. So I go, okay, then, Spirit, I give in. Yep, what is it you want?
So yeah. That's true. I mean, I've had apports appear in strange ways, but I also have. I'm starting to think now that maybe our friend Donna has a little bit of physical things going on with her now too, because when she was at my house, she was doing EVP, and they were talking about the Fox sisters, and somehow on the tape they were knocking. You know.
Uh huh. Excellent.
And I've heard it, and the guy who wrote the program said, impossible, can't do it. Those things, sounds can't be there. They weren't programmed into the computer program, but yet there they were. So, yes.
You know, I feel, I know it's, I mean, these are my beliefs. What I'm saying are my beliefs. And I do feel, you know, there are a lot of people out there that poo-poo it and go, oh, it's rubbish, and et cetera, et cetera. But I feel you know, the more we accept that things are happening that we can't rationalize, the more spirit will give to us. You know, the more connected we become. You know, I sort of, I haven't got a logical mind. I know people, and I know there has to be a science to this. But I sort of accept what I receive when I'm doing my mediumship, what I receive if something just happens. And I accept it. And it's almost like the more I accept, the more I'm being given, if that makes sense.
Yes, it does, because, and here's my theory on it, everything you've said has brought you, you've talked about things that have brought you closer to spirit. Uh-huh. And I mean, for you to be able to see your daughter and have her give you information about people on the other side that you can then rely and use and tell people through your mediumistic messages was amazing. But it's what I always teach students. It's the closeness of that link with spirit that enables you to get the information from the loved ones. So that's very, very important.
It is. Yeah. And sorry to interrupt you, Susan, but as well, when I'm doing either in a demonstration I do or in private readings, I feel the nice thing is, because spirits come so close to me, the person I'm sitting with or the person I'm reading for in a demo, in a demonstration, they can see it. They've actually said to me, well, I see them. I feel them. They're seeing them clairvoyantly, but they feel them as well. Do you know, because of the experience I had with Lauren when, not, you know, after she passed, and I had some mediums give me some wonderful evidence.
Can we hold that thought?
Okay, yep.
For a moment, because we have to take another break.
Okay.
And the phone lines are open if someone wants to ask us a question, and the number is 800-930-2819. And we'll be back in a minute.
Hi there, this is Audrey Michelle, host of Rewired Life Radio. If you've listened to the show, you know I talk a lot about listening to your body. Here's the deal. Listening to your body takes quieting your mind, and I want to teach you how. Actually, we're going to start right now. Take a deep breath, a truly deep breath, all the way to the top of your inhale, and then exhaling to the very bottom of your belly, breathing, feeding your body the oxygen and fuel it needs. This is the first step in listening to your body. There's more, but it's so easy. I want to share a quick meditation with you to help you instantly reconnect with yourself and listen to your body. Simply go to audreymichelle.com/tips and download it for free today. That's Audrey Michelle, spelled michelle.com/tips.
In this day and age, if you don't reinvent yourself, you may never find balance, peace, and the sustainable life that is your birthright. Angela Watson Robertson, known as the Reinvention Warrior and the host of breakthrough radio show Masters of Reinvention, is here to help you reinvent every area of your life. Tune in and hear from the best in the personal transformation business and discover tips and tools for positive change. Live every month on Transformation Talk Radio.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. I will be your wellness coach to help you achieve a wellness lifestyle. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Hello, everyone, and you're back on the Psychic Professor Show with Dr. Susan Barnes. We are going to take a phone call if someone calls in. It's 800-930-2819. And we're back with Annette Rogers, who was in the middle of a thought. Do you remember what it was?
I don't think I can remember. What was I saying? I feel that my mediumship, you know, has come on so much with you know, spirit's help, with my getting to know me, getting to know my own soul spirit as well, getting to know who I am. And I know the first time that I received a message, a very evidential message from my daughter Lauren, that how that made me feel. And I vowed then, when I started on my development, on my pathway to do mediumship, that I wanted to share that feeling with other people, to share the feeling with them, to let them feel how I felt, knowing, not believing, knowing that their loved ones are but a thought away. And, you know, I had a conversation with someone the other day, as I say, and she was saying, oh, they need to sleep. No, they're here to help us. They're here to guide us. They will never interfere in our lives. We have free will. But they're here to help and guide us. They're there for us when we need them. And I know a lot of people, you know, again, these are my beliefs, but my knowings, I know that spirit, my mum, my dad, you know, Lauren and other loved ones in spirit, and other people that have been around, Doris Stokes, a very famous medium from the UK in the early days. And now and again, she'll pop in. If I'm struggling with something, she'll pop in. She'll say, she used to call everybody Ducky. She'll say, hello, Ducky. It's me, Doris. I'm just here to help. Ask me. And I'll ask her a question and she'll help me work through it. And then she's gone again. So, you know, let's ask our loved ones if we're struggling with life. Or we need to know someone, we need to know that they're there with us. Just ask. That's it. You just have to ask.
That's true. You have to, you can ask spirit for help and you can tell them what it is you want to be able to do and they will help you do it. No question. Now, let's shift gears a little bit here and let's talk a little more about what's going on in Spain.
Yes. Well, apart from the Robin and Sandra Foy, from the Skoll project back in the 90s, are here in Spain. And Robin was Robin and Sandra were given a message from Spirit only this year, I believe, to start the Skoll experiment again, to start the Skoll project again. And interestingly enough, I work with Spirit boards. I have a little physical group here in Spain as well, and we work with spirit boards, and spirit said about the Skoll, and I said to spirit, well, that's not going to happen because Robin and Sandra would really like to retire. Anyway, then it all came about that that I was connected, then met up with Robin through Shannon Taggart, who people will know as a wonderful spirit photographer, and Donna and some other people who came over to Spain to do some work, met up with Robin and Sandra. And then said, we're going to get the Skoll started again, but it will be called the Spiritual Science Foundation, which will be the foundation of the Physical Mediumship Research Center. And it's here in Spain. But unfortunately, as with everything in life, we need money, or the project needs money. And they found a building, found the center. the building, but need money to fund it. There is some money. I mean, we have been fun. I am the fundraising officer. I'm on the committee of the Science Foundation, and I'm the fundraising officer. So we're doing a few fundraising things. And Susan, you're coming over to Spain next year in April to do some work with us, to do some fundraising.
Yes, I am. Yeah.
Which is going to be quite exciting. And Donna's going to come over too and do some work. So that's going to be exciting. Then another spirit artist, Sandy Ingham, she's coming over in March to do some work. Susan said earlier, you can become a founder member of the Science Foundation. It's €20 for the year, and you will become a member, and you can go to PayPal, or if you do it through Susan, that's fine, because Susan, if you don't mind me saying, Susan, you are the American representative of the Spiritual Science Foundation.
Yes, that's correct. And I have the PayPal address on my website.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful.
But you can just say it if you want to.
It's www.paypal.com.
No, the email site to send the money.
Beg your pardon. Yes, it's Torcal. That's TORCALERO, torcalero25@yahoo.co.uk. So that's torcalero25. Do you have that on your website, Susan?
Yes, that's what I have on my website, is that address for people to send their €20 to. It's under $25. In States money, or when I did it, because they were pretty, the euro and the dollar are pretty close. I do encourage people to sign up. I'm a founding member, Annette's a founding member, and I'm sure many of my other friends are also. Yes, we'll be coming to Spain, and also you'll be coming to Lilydale next summer.
I am, yes, and I'm really excited about that. So, yes, coming over next July, August. Yes, so look, hoping to meet lots of new, make lots of new friends, as I always say, and spend some time there with you, Susan.
Yes, and we'll be doing readings from my art gallery, and if people are coming to Lilydale, yes, look me up, absolutely, yes. I have a house there and the gallery just a mile outside the Dale at the Lilydale sign. So I welcome anyone to stop by. So we do. We have exciting things planned for 2018, and I look forward to working with Annette on a lot of different projects. And do you have any words of wisdom for us as we move towards the end of the show?
Okay, I will. Thank you so much. No, just I want to thank you for inviting me to be able to speak freely about my experiences with spirit. And just know that spirit are around you, and just ask them for guidance, for help. You know, we're never alone. We are never alone. Just ask and they will be there to love you, as always. There's always love. Whichever way you turn in life, there's always love. And that's love from you and love from your loved ones in spirit. So I say thank you.
Oh, and thank you. And that is very good advice. Yes, we are never, ever alone. We always have our loved ones in spirit that are around us, and our guardian angels and our spirit guides, trying to help us on our spiritual journeys. And thank you very much for sharing your spiritual journey with us today. And as I said, you can go to my website, www.spiritartgallery.net, and you can find out information about me, and you can also find information out about Robin Foy's project in Spain and become a founding member. I know that in the future he's going to have seances and all kinds of events at the center. So if you're a founding member, you're going to find out all about those. And with that, I'm going to say goodbye to everyone and thank you, Annette.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Good night. Goodbye.
Good night.
Night.
You've been listening to The Psychic Professor's Show with Dr. Susan Barnes, the Voices of Spirit Radio. Dr. Barnes' deep knowledge of spiritual issues provides an hour of lively talk and discussion about everything from historical facts to transcommunication. To download this show or any past shows, or to learn more about Dr. Susan and her spirit-inspired art, visit spiritartgallery.net.